VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 17th of December 2023. Now on with the show.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
Foundations of amateur radio. Cars have been here for well over a century, and so has radio. Cars pretty much start when Carl Benz first applied for a patent for his vehicle powered by a gas engine on the 29th of January 1886, which is regarded as the birth certificate for automobiles. Radio starts as a thing when Heinrich Hertz proves that radio waves exist in 1888. Since then, things have changed. A lot. Today, both these technologies, cars and radio, are everywhere. It's estimated that there are 1.47 billion vehicles on the planet today. In contrast, there are only 44,000 broadcasters across the globe, serving about 4 billion people, or half the population. So, cars win, right? Not so fast. The Wi-Fi Alliance estimates there's 3.8 billion Wi-Fi devices being shipped this year alone, and there's about 19.5 billion in use. Many of those are mobile phones, so they're not only using Wi-Fi but GSM, CDMA, 3G, 4G or 5G radios. In many cases, they'll have Bluetooth on board, and will be receiving GPS information from the currently 5 constellations in orbit around Earth. Some will even have an FM receiver on board, just to cram another radio inside the same box. To give you a better sense of scale, 2022 saw 4.9 billion Bluetooth devices shipped. In 2010, it was estimated that there were a billion GPS users, Today, there are more than 6 billion users being served by GPS systems for positioning, navigation, and precision timing. I haven't even talked about other uses of radio, like radar, astronomy, remote sensing, remote control, keyless entry, and countless other related and interconnected technologies. So while there's a car for every 5 or so people, there's at least 2 Wi-Fi radios per person, and probably more like a dozen radios per person when you start counting those embedded in our daily lives. So why is it that we have an estimated car enthusiast population of 10% and an estimated radio amateur population of 0.04%? It's not to do with the popularity of the topic. Google Trends shows that both cars and radio are consistently trending downwards, at about 2% each year since 2016. Radio is consistently twice as popular as cars. When you rank the global popularity of cars versus radio, out of 47 countries, 40 countries care more about radio than cars. South Africa and India care about cars, 74% to 26% radio. Even New Zealand, 56% versus 44% cars to radio. At the other end of the scale, Peru, 2% cars, 98% radio. Germany, home for both Heinrich Hertz and Carl Benz, 92% radio, 8% cars. Popular search engines aside, there are other places to look for content. Take platforms like Prime Video, Netflix, Apple TV Plus, and YouTube. When you search for radio or cars on those platforms, it's interesting to see what comes back and explore how relevant it is. I'll encourage you to do the experiment. But, as a surprise to nobody, the results are universally woeful but illustrative. Searching for cars returns mostly relevant content, but a search for radio brings back results that have absolutely nothing to do with the topic. Seriously, on Netflix, 2 documentaries about Pele and Beckham, both famous footballers, neither known for their interaction with radio, rank higher than a documentary on Prime about radio astronomy, cunningly titled, wait for it, Radio Astronomy. Even the initially promising Netflix result, Amateur, in response to the term radio, is about a 14-year-old basketball player navigating the dark side of sports. While we're at it, just for giggles, I checked the closed captioning for the movie, and the word radio doesn't appear in the movie at all. Speaking of representation, Netflix recently published their entire list of content for the first half of the year. The word radio appears exactly once. John Mulaney, Kid Gorgeous at Radio City. And that doesn't even turn up as a search result when you go looking for radio. The word cars appears 18 times in the Netflix library. So why is it that topics like radio, which is demonstrably twice as popular as cars, and perhaps a dozen times more, let's call it, numerous in society, has such a poor showing, and what can we as connoisseurs on the topic of radio do about this? Cars are represented in a plethora of movies, series, and shows, featuring reviews, mods, restorations, and entertainment. There's topic-specific channels and social media. There's shops, events, races, and so much car merchandise. Is that what's missing in radio? Or more specifically, amateur radio? Marketing? Or is it something else? I'm keen to hear your thoughts. My email address is cq@victorkilo6foxtrotlimaalphabravo.charlieoscarmike. Get in touch. For my efforts, I'm publishing my podcast on YouTube and manually working my way through my back catalogue of over 600 episodes, complete with a YouTube-imposed, limited 5,000-character summary of the transcript, just to increase the chances of radio being a relevant search result when someone who's interested in our community comes looking. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
Greetings, fellow amateurs and all listeners. This is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor. Once again, with the helplines, boring for some and good for others. The 17th of December version, it's almost Christmas, Christmas next week. We have for you an ICOM transceiver. It's a 7610, unused and unboxed. And there's also a switch mode power supply to go with it, which is possibly a Manson model Sierra Papa Alpha 8330. Details attached. Unused, also unopened, 13.8 volt, 33 amp. And that's for $4,000 a pair. And also I have a Yaesu 857 Delta, used infrequently, and it is Mars locked out of Perth repeaters. I don't know if that means you cannot use Perth repeaters or what, but that's what it says here. And it's a Yaesu 857 Delta, used infrequently, and that's $600. We also have an ICOM Romeo Charlie 28 remote encoder, unused, unboxed, $450 for that. The last one, I have an MFJ 902 Hotel travel tuner, 10 meters through to 80 meters, or down to 80 meters, $100 for that. If you're interested in any of those items, please contact Brian for those items. His telephone number, mobile 0480-232-485. Again, mobile 0480-232-485. Ask for Brian, VK6PVC, Papa Victor Charlie. Or you can email Quizzical, that's Quebec Uniform India Zulu Zulu India Charlie Alpha Lima Lima Yankee, figures 365 at gmail.com. Next item comes from Barry. We got a repeat from last week. We have a Kenwood Tango Sierra 711 Alpha, 300 dB or $300 for that. There's a Kenwood Tango Sierra 811 Alpha, also $300. There's a Romeo 5000 receiver, $150. And there's an ICOM IC3200 Alpha plus power supply, $350. And a Uniden UHF CB, $100. And you can contact Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India, on email bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. That's bravo.juliet, Bravo Uniform Romeo November Sierra at bigpond.com, or mobile 0428 959 771. That's all I have for you for this week. But if you have any items for next week, please contact me. Email roy.watkins@bigpond.com. Thank you, and 7-3, everyone. Cheers for now. Have a good Christmas.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.